year. Does anyone else wish to serve as president of the board? Don't all jump at once.
Running against Jen is sweet.
Yeah.
Yes. Please do.
Feats of strength.
Feel free.
Go ahead, Marty.
Come on.
I'm not going to ring
it.
I want to see it.
I'm not that strong.
I beg of you. All right. I therefore make a motion to extend Jen Scott's term by a year, and that she be elected to serve as president.
I'll second that motion.
Marty seconds.
Gladly. Give up quickly.
Any discussion?
The discussion is that someone has to be a vice president.
Well, we will vote on you first.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can I just ask a clarification? Is her term being extended to 2019 or 2020?
For the next school year. She's in that phase.
This will be my sixth year.
This will be her sixth year. We can only vote to extend her term by 1 year under the policy.
So she will go off the board
at the end of next year.
To help to the incoming president.
Well, I will. I could. I do feel that the continuity of having the past president involved is important. So I'm open to
serve on
discussing
the committee. She could serve on the committee.
She could be emeritus.
Yeah. She could possibly be emeritus, yes.
Emeritus.
Emeritus.
But it has always been important to have that continuity for the past president to remain on the board for you.
Although my kids will be gone then, so.
No, thank you. Do we have anyone interested in serving as Jen's vice president?
I'll do it.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I'll say that with a great deal of respect.
I know he's.
I do. He knows the president in term and line to be president then.
Yeah, you understand what that means, right?
It's a 2-year commitment.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be, obviously, you know.
I was with
I think
a
it would
pause
be great.
Before.
I think I would gladly
I think it would be great
gladly have you on board.
All right. So Marty is also his original 3-year term is up, and he's in the period where his term gets extended by 1 year upon vote. So I'm going to make a motion that Marty's term be extended by 1 year, and that he be elected as vice president to serve as Jen Scott.
A second.
under
Chris Moody says.
That's the quickest you've moved.
Yeah.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Marty.
Congrats and condolences.
Right.
The following board members have terms that for them to remain on the board need to be extended by vote of the board for a period of 1 year. That is Steve Burke, Susie Mitchell, Chris Moody, Denise Westbrook, and Lauren Wisely.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
If I did not say your name, but you're in that category, please let me know. I'll repeat them. Steve Burke, Susie Mitchell, Chris Moody, Denise Westbrook, and Lauren Wisely.
I will make the motion to extend all of the terms of the people that Susie just stated for 1 year.
Second.
All in favor?
Hello.
Oh, any discussion?
Yes, I would just like to say one thing, is that we are going to have a lot of seats turning over next year.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Almost 4 at least. So we're going to really have to do our due diligence and get out there and recruit some new board members. And people are going to have to step up to leadership roles. And
whoa. So Marty, does your 6-year term end at the end of next year?
No, he just finished his first of 3 extensions.
I have 2 left.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna have 4 people at 6 years?
I'm going into my third. Denise is going in. No.
So you're one for sure.
I made notes and I can't even understand what I wrote.
Who would be in that category? Besides Jen, nobody.
When did you come on, Marty? I came on 14. September 14th, so the first year would have ended in 15, 16,
17, 18. That's great.
He just got his first extension in 18.
14, 15.
I think I just had my first extension for this year.
16, 17.
I think you and I joined the same year.
17, 18 was his first extension.
Okay. 18, 19.
So I have
two left.
Okay. So, yeah.
So you were,
you should have two left, because I have
2 years left.
I would have two
then
left.
That's one, yeah.
So I guess I'm exaggerating. I am the only one.
The following
who is maxing
year,
out.
2 years is going to
yes.
be a big rollover.
Yes.
2 years.
Yes.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
Could be big.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, we need to always be actively recruiting new board members. So, any more discussion?
No.
Okay, let's take a
vote. Any other discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Good.
The last item for, as I know, for old business is the constable issue. We, at the last meeting, we made a motion and voted on approving moving forward with the constable program if funding permitted. And funding has been offered for 1 year by a group of donors. As Joe stated, and so we need to vote on, don't we need to vote?
I think we need to make a motion to approve the hiring of a constable using the funds generously provided by the donors for a period, a pilot period of 1 year and part of the thought process is that 1 year would give us time to beef up the building security.
Is that the motion?
That's the motion.
I will second the motion. Is there any discussion?
I think that as was mentioned previously, that it's made, whether it's the newsletter that goes home, that the families of the students are well aware that this is a 1 year pilot program and that this is not something that may continue
indefinitely,
yes. So that there's no surprises when, if
it's not renewed.
If it's not renewed.
And my, I think first we ought to tell people that we've interviewed a person, we've interviewed several people. Somebody who interviewed can do this better than I am. I wanted to tell them what we interviewed, what you thought of the guy, what his background is, and what the next steps are.
After the last meeting, I found that the timeline that was presented was narrower, much in reality was narrower. So we needed to have stuff to the examiners of constables by the 11th of May for the hearing that they have to decide. One is if they will approve the entity to have a constable, and materials from the proposed constable by May 11th. They have all of that stuff. We went ahead and moved forward. We advertised. We had two applicants that we were really interested in. We met with both of them. One afterwards said he maybe wanted to stay where he was, not really enthusiastic about putting a gun on again, and the other one, however, was very enthusiastic about coming here and has had very positive recommendations from a number of people. So he has his materials in, and so we're ready to go for the May 24th meeting if we choose to move forward. It was mentioned by the prospective candidate that he had spoken with the individual there who coordinates all of this for the hearing, and that she would be reaching out to me to discuss three other things they need. A mock-up of the badge that the person would have, of someone to appear at the meeting. And the third one, I think, is a letter of our intentions of whether or not this person would be open carry or concealed. I think that was the third one, but because I have not spoken with her directly, I'm waiting for her to contact me. I'm hoping that'll happen in the next couple of days. If not, I'll reach out to her before the end of the week to see what needs to be done.
So does...
He's retired from state police. He was a school resource officer in Seaford School District for a number of years.
He was a paraprofessional also.
Yeah.
In the school system.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But he's been retired for less than 5 years, so he doesn't have to do any of the additional training. He doesn't have to attend the Constable Academy over the summer. He's ready to go.
Can we go back to something you said, Alan? Because, the school would have to advise whether he's open carry or concealed carry?
I believe that's the case because there's two different permits that the person has to have.
He has a concealed right now, I know right. that. Because he told us so.
Yes.
I mean, so it's...
And he is not... He has no problems with getting the open carry. He'd need to do some additional, I don't know what the permitting process is.
When you say that, if that is something that has to be decided, I mean, is that something that you think the board needs to decide, or the administration needs to decide, or the constable needs to decide? I have an opinion.
I have an opinion.
And it's the first time I've heard this. Or if you, I'm not saying, I'm not faulting.
No.
It could have gone over here, okay? So it seems to me, if that's one of the stipulations on open or concealed, that's something the board, I don't want to throw you a zinger now, but I think the board needs to decide. You want it to be open or you want it to be concealed?
I think the board needs a lot more information before we answer that question. Who can answer that now?
I don't know. What is
well, I would
I
just...
I don't know. You got a police officer. I mean, you got a...
I would say, I mean, part of this with, you know, these active shooter scenarios is it's usually an internal person. The point of the constable, he will be issued a badge that'll be worn on his belt or around his neck. Open carry is it's out there and it's a deterrent. And that's what we're buying, is a deterrent. He's not uniformed, so it's not a deterrent in that aspect with a uniformed officer. And I don't think we want a uniformed officer necessarily walking around our school. We have parents that are police officers that are on the campus with firearms. So I think having an officer, a constable, with a badge and a firearm on his side, I think is what we want.
So, Marty, when you say about uniform, I know he wouldn't wear a DSP uniform.
No.
The school or the administration or the school could ask or require of him that he wear something like you have on right now.
That says Sussex Academy
or Constable.
Constable, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And so it could be a uniform of that nature.
But not a police type uniform.
Or it could be, we want you to wear a shirt and tie with Constable on it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Because I would...
And a uniform, meaning a uniform,
police,
the traditional
police, yeah.
Uniform police officer.
I mean, my other concern would be that I know that there were at least 30 or so incidences where a gun was fired accidentally by a school SRO or constable, or a child grabbed it and shot it just in the last 2 or 3 years. And so my concern would be not having access for a kid to just reach in and be like, hey, here's a gun. I'm going to grab it. And the other one I would say is also that there are a lot of people who get very nervous and frightful around guns and don't want to see get tension around seeing somebody with a gun, especially if it's not somebody that they particularly trust. And I don't know this person, and I don't know that the kids are going to start out having that trust, and that might impede or might add to the overall anxiety level of the school.
Let me just add that the donors will not donate if he doesn't have a gun carry.
I think the issue is whether it's concealed or open carry.
Open.
So, I mean, concealed, he would still have a gun. It would just not be in plain view.
And no, I want it in plain view.
So the donors will only donate if the gun is in plain view.
Yeah, that helps you make the decision. Use it.
I'll also say that in the vast majority of school shooting scenarios, like 97%, the kid has full intention of it being a suicide mission, so there's no such thing as a deterrent. In those instances, they fully expect that they will be shot dead by either their own hand or whoever comes in to engage them. So there's really no such thing as a deterrent in terms of a gun school scenario. You're kind of going in there with the idea of going out in a blaze of glory. It's not.
I have also been told by a state police officer who has been trained and has dealt with these situations that actually having an armed person in the building is not a deterrent, but it is a
dare. Yeah, it's a dare.
What's the word? That if you got a kid who's like a someone who's obviously not in their right mind, it's like a bring it on as opposed to a calming. Yeah. Any other?
Who can research it for us and come back with a recommendation?
No, we have to vote on it.
I think we could vote.
Maybe you can answer the question later. I'm just bringing it
we
up
could
because,
vote
because
on.
It was new. It was information I did not know. I made
that's
the
right.
assumption.
The motion has to be restated.
I made the assumption that a constable, if you're hiring a constable, you're hiring someone who's going to carry a weapon, and then that weapon would be an open weapon. That shows how.
I think that's logical, but I mean, I still think. I don't think we have all the information to make the decision here. We certainly know the point of view of the donors, but we don't know what the right decision is.
Well, except that the position will only be funded if the donors provide the fund.
Right.
What are they doing in other schools?
We think.
Other schools that have implemented the system.
Indian River has constables with open weapons. Am I not right?
You are right.
Okay.
So it's tough.
Tech as well.
Yeah, tech has too. That's correct.
Is any other charter school with the...
Well, I'm guessing this is supposition. It's not actual factual knowledge. We heard from Lance when Lance discussed the interior and then the idea of a constable. I think it's been made kind of clear to me that Indian River has started kind of a process with this constable and the Capital School District and that Capital School District is also following this. So, and I think Joe had said, based on what Lance's research, mm-hmm. that other school district and CAPE is looking at the same thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the open or concealed, only that I would make the assumption that most of them are gonna be open, or why would they have the constable? But that's just an assumption, that's not a fact. Indian River's are all open carry.
When would a police officer conceal his or her weapon in the line of duty?
They wouldn't. They would do it off duty. If they wanted to just appear normal, they would conceal it. But on duty, they're not allowed to conceal it.
So if you have a police officer who comes in the school, if you have a board member who is a police officer, I'll give a concrete example that I know about. You have a board member who's a police officer. They come into the meeting, their weapon is not shown, but they sit in a board meeting and they have a briefcase and that weapon is in that briefcase. That's an example I know of with more than one police officer.
Okay. We have to.
I'm going to withdraw the motion that I made, and Jen's going to try and restate one.
I make a motion.
So I can make the motion with the exception of the concealed or open carry part.
Wait,
no,
Gina, can you read to me what the prior motion said, please?
I don't have a motion.
Oh, so maybe we didn't make one.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. It's
no,
a can of worms that needs to be opened.
You didn't open the can of worms.
Yeah,
there was a motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Marty seconded it.
And then I put a comment.
All right, well, I just...
Okay.
And I think I made it, and I was...
Was the motion to hire?
The motion was...
Wait,
to... You
okay.
Got it?
Sorry. To approve the hiring of a constable for a pilot period of 1 year... paid for by the donors, allowing the time period to improve on the building security.
Okay, so I would like to, we would like to restate that motion with the qualifier that the donors will pay for the constable if it is an open carry. What?
Wouldn't it be better stated to say that the constable would be an open carry constable?
Sure.
And then
yes,
it's either up or down?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So just change it to say open carry constable. Thank you, Marty.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion?
I get that.
Any discussion?
Yeah, so we're making the motion to hire an open carry constable using donor funds for a 1 year period while we improve and assess other safety aspects of the facility. The question is, are we going to do anything to determine if that is the right configuration of the weapon? Is there any other additional steps that we need to...
It sounds like it's not... We don't have the funding to do it
right.
If it's not open carry. So if it's not an open carry constable, then there is no constable, is my understanding.
That was my understanding as well, that the donors would only make the contribution if it was an open carry.
Okay. So there's no research in the background saying that that's the right configuration for the constable. There's no determination.
The
that's
research
right.
You got is what people have done before them. Probably.
So we know for a fact that every situation that we've seen that people are following, all the constables that have been hired and have existed are all open carry.
We do not know that.
Well, I do not know that.
We just know the ones we've spoken about. Indian River is open carry. Sussex Tech is open carry. Kay Penlopen does not have a constable. They have an SRO, but is definitely
the schools that have SROs, SROs are uniformed
state
troopers or Georgetown police.
With open carry.
With a normal police officer with a sidearm.
Okay.
When we pull Georgetown police into this building,
they're open
carry. They are armed.
Clearly.
Walking, they're armed.
Okay.
If we have a policeman at a dance, that person is armed.
Okay.
And I'm not concerned about a 14-year-old girl taking Mark Albert's firearm. He's 6'2" and probably 230 pounds, so...
I'm worried about a high school boy doing it.
Excuse me?
I said I'd be worried about a high school boy doing it.
I wouldn't, with the size of Mark Albert.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Or leaving it in a bathroom or whatever, which is what's been happening.
These guys are professionals.
He's a retired state trooper.
Oh, no, I know. I don't know the person. I'm just talking about, like, statistically.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm going to be opposed.
I'm also opposed.
I'm opposed as well.
So how many ayes? Raise your hand, please. One, two, three, four ayes. Nays? Raise your hand for a nay.
Could we abstain? Is that an option?
You can abstain. So, Susie, you're a nay. Three nays.
I think I might be an abstain. I'm an abstain.
Okay. I'm a nay. Lauren? Nay. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Two nays. Abstain?
Ooh.
Two abstain.
Three.
Oh, three. I'm sorry. So the motion carries, right? 4-2. Three abstains don't count.
That's right. No, you need a quorum of the board to vote.
Need a majority of those present.
So.
No.
I think it passes.
It passes.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it needed a majority of those present, but I don't.
No, it needs, it's a simple vote. We have a quorum to hold the meeting.
Right.
And then it's a motion, yay or nay.
Okay.
So the motion passes. Anything else under old business?
So you go on this way for?
I'm gonna make sure I'm on work, so where is it?
I think that was new business.
No, that was old business.
That was old business.
Anything else under old business?
But I don't know.
All right, new business?
New business. I just wanna note for the record that during the executive session, we discussed the applications for the board scholarship and a person was selected to receive the board scholarship, but that will, we would like to award the scholarship before we
announce it. So we will not be saying it on the record.
Are there any public, anything else?
I need two votes.
Yes.
It should be pretty easy. We received the bus bid for next year. It's exactly the same as this year. It's not going up at all. So I would like a vote to approve a contract with the transportation for student transportation next year.
Motion to approve the busing contract at rates that are flat with current year.
Second.
So Steve made the motion, Chris seconded. Any discussion?
I went through the cost of the busing service that you were recommending here is covered by the state or by federal.
More than the contract amount.
Thank you.
Chris. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
And then the second one is related to meals. Last year we went through the RFP process. They only had one bid. We selected that into that vendor preferred meals. Each year we have to renew a contract for up to two additional years after they've been awarded the contract. Their pricing came in this year at like 9 or 10 cents more per meal. We wrote back and said, no, we won't pay more than 3% more. And so they agreed with that. So I would need a vote for us to recontract with them and the state of Delaware, because it's a contract between three parties, to continue services for one additional year.
At what percent increase?
A 3% increase.
3% for 1 year.
Yeah, so the per meal went up to $3.36.
And how many years is this for?
Each one is 1 year, and after you go through the RFP process, you can approve, you can extend for up to two more years. So this is our first extension.
So we didn't reach out and get competitive bids.
Right.
Because it's a very involved process.
Okay. Currently, so we need to know for next year.
It starts in February.
We have to reach out for bids by when?
There's certain time periods you have to advertise, you have to have the window of application open, you have to reach out to certain vendors that are identified by the state. And we started last year in, did I say February 27th or February 17th?
I know by the March meeting it was too late.
And we made a selection in late May. That's how long the process takes if you follow it, and you have to, because you have to submit documentation at the end of it all that showed that you followed every single step of the process.
So there are no options then?
No.
It's unlikely.
Well, last year I believe we only got one bid, right?
Yeah.
Can we change the food? I mean, is there a discussion, like, can, if we go with them, is the food's already set? And
They provide menus to us monthly.
And the kids that pick? Are,
the kids pick?
They get two options. And
no, but I mean us preventing the kids pick based on the food we select,
and it all, you know, there's a nutritionist who puts these menus together so that it meets all of the guidelines, because we get reimbursed the $3.23 for every student lunch that we serve.
Yeah.
How many do we serve out of the 760 kids we
have? On a monthly basis, we serve average of, 775 average on a monthly basis.
So if you divide that by the number of students we have in the number of days in a week,
that's
like five people?
Yeah.
No, we can.
That's pretty low.
775 people.
It's like
So you figure there's
775 divided by 20 working
maybe,
days.
Maybe 20 days in a month.
18.
Maybe.
So it's normally 18.
Okay.
18.
In a month you sell.
So it's 43 people.
Does that include free and reduced?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's 779 meals.
I know. And we have 760 kids. Right. So it's one kid per day.
Yeah. Right. It's one meal a month per kid. Right. It's another way.
That's why I was asking about the menu. Are there options?
But 43 people are using it.
Because nobody's utilizing it.
Because no one utilizes it because of the food.
Well, I think it was a number of factors. The presentation, I think, is one thing. Trish eats the food every once in a while. I've never tried it.
I eat it.
And I haven't tried because
I think every administrator should have to use
that. I haven't tried it because I find it to be repulsive. It's just I always have my salad. It's already sitting in the refrigerator.
A lot of it is presentation. Another part of it is that I don't care for. Everything is whole wheat based, and I don't like my hamburger on a whole wheat bun. Okay, but it's I think it's more about presentation than taste.
It's not going to change because it's the same guy.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
But we don't have an option.
We're not. I think people have been open to options as what are the options out there. And two simple facts are this. The school must provide a system where kids who are entitled to free and reduced lunch have access to those meals. And if they're entitled to free and reduced lunch, you've got to provide it. It's not like, well, we can provide a $5 entree, and it also has to meet federal guidelines. I mean, I personally may think, it doesn't matter what I think,
right. But
it's got to meet those federal guidelines.
And we've got to serve the same thing to all kids who want to get a school lunch. And, you know, we only get reimbursed $3 in some sense for the free lunch, and we get reimbursed less for a reduced lunch. And then do we bring in here to get the kind of food you all want, it's $6 per lunch, then we're going to be eating that difference.
So no Chick-fil-A, that's what you're saying.
The one big thing you hear about, what's wrong with Sussex Academy? About 5 out of 10 kids, the meals,
yeah,
the lunch. Why do we let that go on? Just to save a couple bucks?
Well, but Joe, with all due respect, does the school want to absorb, as the director of school?
If you told me it was $200,000, I'd say no. If you said the difference between the $339 or whatever the price is that these guys are offering, and we canvass the other schools that have to do the same thing we do, but they don't use these guys anymore because they're not very good and bad presentation.
Most schools are cooking their own meals.
No.
Well, Dr. Johnny wants to take a look at it, and I talked to him a little bit. He's talked to me about it a couple times. Mm-hmm. And if Dr. Johnny and some people can take a look and find a better way for the future, find more nutritious looking kinds of meals, I think you ought to try to do it. Right now, this school has operated under the guidelines that we have, and this school, the administration of this school, has not spent its time going out and find different lunches. We've said we've gone to a bidding process, it's met the bidding process, it's nutritious meals that meet federal guidelines. So the administration of this school, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I have not gone out to try to find other kinds of meals for students. Because
I've met with local vendors on two occasions, and it was just too much for them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To meet the federal guidelines and put the meals together that had to be done, each time we did it, I reached out to people. They did not submit a bid. Most recently, it was Lighthouse Catering, which has across the street.
So it was more because of the regulations.
Years ago, we also met with Sodell, but it wasn't Sodell then. And Matt Haley and
Scott,
we met with them at the old building. Because Matt was interested in doing something.
We had more participation when Laurel School District was providing lunches for us.
But that was before the guidelines changed.
Aren't
they supposed to be getting a little bit more relaxed, though?
I've heard that, but I don't know how long it's going to take to actually
go through.
Well, it doesn't sound like we have any options anyway, right?
For this year.
So.
But I mean, who's your vendor over at college?
Lighthouse.
Okay. Are the same federal requirements
no.
at least?
No.
No.
Kids can eat whatever they want, whenever they want.
Right, exactly. They can buy any menu they want.
Is there an option with the current vendor to improve if we pay more?
I have not had that conversation.
They got to do something different for the, I mean, the presentation is.
Well, if, like, if my kids forget their lunch, they bump food off their friends rather than
that's
go
exactly
get
what they do.
The lunch because they said it's just,
right.
it's terrible.
But to some extent, that's because we allow it as parents. I mean, I was going to say my kids are entitled, right? So they're getting lunch at home. It's,
right.
It's more that than, I think, not liking the food.
Well, I mean, if they like don't have like they don't have it with them,
right?
And I say, you know,
you're
why
right.
You
they're
go get the lunch?
Not
like,
going to this.
I would rather kind of do a collective
right.
but
bumming process.
But every dollar,
but
every
in fairness, Marty, probably what they're bumming is or bumming potato chips,
yeah,
and
Twinkies
and
Rice Krispies.
So they're not, probably most of them are not bumming nutritious lunches. They're not bumming your sandwich with lettuce and tomato.
Right.
And that they're not.
But I'm not saying it's got to be like troughs of mac and cheese, but like something that's a little more.
But at the end of every lunch, at the last lunch, the cafeteria staff walks around with whatever entrees are left over, and they're snatched up like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
We don't throw any food away, unless
right.
it's fruits and vegetables, which the kids don't eat. And we put that out for snack at the end of the day because the athletes tend to eat those more than the kids at lunch.
And they're eating the tubs of cereal
mm-hmm.
after school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just so I know, for next year, if we want to solicit bids or try for a different vendor, what is the earliest date that we have to do something, and what is that we have to do?
Well, versus the packet has to go to be put together, be sent up to DOE for approval. Once that's done, then you have to advertise.
What kind of, is that proposing the new vendor?
No, it's what you're going to send out in your RFP.
And when does that have to be done by?
Probably mid-February.
February.
Yeah.
For the next school year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if Dr. Johnny and some other people are interested in looking at it, then start in September and say, hey, this is our project. And take it on as a project.
4 months to work on it.
I'd definitely work on that with him.
Just as long as
yeah.
writing that down.
Something.
I'd
rather talk to the vendor and see if we can improve it now.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
Because it's $3.85 a lunch right now. Every
kind of
every dollar increase in our cost is like $9,000 a year based on current volume.
What's happened is your federal.
But your volume might go way up.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Yeah.
I understand, but. So if we got better food, we wouldn't get reimbursed by the feds, but if we had better food that a lot of kids bought, would that subsidize
cost shift?
I have
exactly.
no idea.
And that's what
I
was just
saying. I got no idea. I got no idea. I can only tell you, got two
things to look at.
I got two grandkids that are both in high school, one here and one over at Tech.
And you force them to eat the school meal.
No, I don't. They both, I don't
that's your punishment.
They both always pack their lunch, and the one that goes to Tech always packs her lunch because she wants packed lunch.
She wants to go.
She does, and Tech has. I'm sure Tech's food is.
All right, we're gonna look at it.
Whatever.
We don't need to talk about it anymore. All right,
so is there a motion on the table?
Motion to approve the current food contract by 1 year at a 3% increase.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Yep. Joe's going to put a grill out there and grill burgers for the kids every day.
They are getting Chick-fil-A or anything, but
yeah.
Six,
the high school kids.
Eight yeses. Eight ayes.
And a coffee bar.
One. Yeah, coffee bar.
New.
Nay.
These books, we have two sets for the new board members. We're going to probably order one more. Is there anybody else? I think two people didn't read it this year because they didn't have it.
I don't think I got one.
Totally
you didn't get one?
There's an extra one.
It's not very presidential.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
You look a little like George Bush with the haircut.
Anybody else need one?
You better read
one.
There, but.
Okay, so we will order two new sets. Should we order three so we know what to order?
Sure.
We'll order three new sets of these. Last time I
have to adjourn. Can I make a motion to be adjourned?
Oh, yeah. Joe makes a motion to be adjourned at 6:18.
Second.
Marty seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.